Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. And you know what? Your support makes this possible. Thanks. So in Ecclesiastes, Solomon pretty much comes to the end of his rope. He realizes that, you know, he's been striving. He's the wealthiest man in the world. He has, I don't know, a couple thousand wives. I can't remember the exact count. But he's got everything that anyone could ever want and more. And yet he says, he comes to the point where he says, all is vanity. It's all meaningless. And we're just a vapor, which isn't really a very optimistic thought. But we can certainly learn from that, can't we?
I think we can. And I don't think you're the only one who didn't know how many wives he had. I don't think he knew how many wives he had at this point either. And, you know, it is really interesting, isn't it? If the most successful, if the wealthiest person, if someone who had achieved everything that that this world says is going to bring meaning and satisfaction, if we could sit down with someone who had achieved all of that, who had every exploit, every adventure, everything, every conquest, everything that we could possibly think would bring meaning and satisfaction, wouldn't it be fascinating if we could sit down and say, so tell me about it. Like, what's the answer? You've done everything. What really brings meaning and happiness? Tell me what is most important. Maybe for some of us, it would be, you know, sitting down with someone like Bill Gates, and he can do anything that money can buy. What's the best thing you've ever experienced? And that's this crazy book in the Bible of Ecclesiastes, is we get to sit down and we get to learn someone who had accomplished everything and more that we could dream of, and get to learn from that person's perspective. So what's the point of it all? What really makes us happy? And isn't it possible that we would learn from that person's experience to say, if that is the end, I don't want to spend my life on things that, you know, maybe they've experienced and maybe didn't make that much of an impact. And so I think that's really the incredible invitation, is to say, let's learn from someone who experienced it all, and at the end of it says, you know what, it doesn't really provide the advertised enjoyment. And maybe that conclusion by someone at the end of the life might help us live differently today as a result.
Mm. And of course, it's especially meaningful to those who are approaching midlife. Maybe they're in their late 30s, maybe their 40s or 50s, and they're asking themselves these questions. I'm wondering, what inspired you and Greg Lafferty to tackle this topic? Was it the fact that you're both kind of in that stage of life yourselves?
Yeah, and you know, it really is quite an interesting premise, right? Let's talk about midlife, and let's talk about the book of Ecclesiastes, whose conclusion seems to be everything's meaningless. Isn't that a happy, cheery thing to spend several years thinking about and writing on? I mean, it just sounds dreadful, but hopefully in the writing and the way that we treat it, we really can have a hopeful and enjoyable conversation about things that really are weighty and really do matter. But yeah, so Greg, he has been a friend, a board member, he is a pastor, someone whom I deeply respect. And the thing that I respect perhaps most about Greg is he brings humor into everything, but he also brings honesty into the conversation. And I don't think many people are honest with this season. I don't think many people are honest with the challenges. I don't think many people are honest with the struggles. And so we kind of settle for some sort of a veneer of everything is awesome, everything's fine, when the reality, and actually empirically, this is a turbulent time. There was a study that was covered in The Atlantic. It was also covered in The Economist. But we looked at this research that showed how life satisfaction declines in the 20s and 30s, and it bottoms out in the 40s. And that's not just in the U.S. That's a global phenomenon, that literally in 55 of 80 countries where a similar survey was administered, they found that midlife had the least satisfaction, the least satisfied people globally. And kind of, if you want to know if you're in the danger zone, they found that the global low point, if you just have to have one point where kind of the life satisfaction hits bottom, it's age 46, when earning actually is reaching its peak. And so there's something happening here where life satisfaction is declining at a time where wealth and career and family are all expanding. And so, yeah, I wanted to make sure that I'm prepared. I don't want to be one of these unprepared people as I walk through this season of life. And Greg very graciously spent a long time thinking through these topics. And I really hope the book helps people be prepared for this season that oftentimes is marked by turbulence.
Thanks so much for listening today. Programming like this is made available through your support. You can find information at myfaithradio.com.